baby. It's about 2:44. I'm just getting home. Well, not just a minute home. I've been home 20 minutes in the car. It's raining. But I had to get some lottery tickets and shit like that. Anyway, I had a thought. It's really a continuation of our conversation earlier, but I didn't want to text it. It's real short and sweet. I didn't want to text it because I want you to hear the sincerity in my voice and the passion and the humor and everything in what I'm saying, because I really think that it's the crux. If anything right now, if you're wondering anything about me right now in terms of, you know, you were concerned that I need to know where you are and all that stuff. I only need to know where you are when you say you're on your way out here, and I don't know whether I should wait around the house for 20 minutes or 2 hours or 4 hours. Then I might ask you where you are. But if you're just on your own and I know you're not coming out, then I end up going to do my thing, and I may call you to for small talk, but I'll be out doing my thing, and you won't get that. Anyway. Oh, and the only other thing I'm concerned about is that you're safe, that you get home safely. So those are only two things, and both of them are probably difficult for you to handle, because both of those things have represented something else with who you've dated. Maybe someone wanted to know that you got home safely because they were clocking your time, or they were trying to find out where you were, or something like that. No, I truly want to know that you got home safely. There's rare times that I'll ask you what you did and where you were. And, you know, half the time, you know, a person can lie about that. I truly do care, and a lot of times cannot sleep until I know that you're safe. The worst nightmare that I could ever have, something happened to you. And it happens all the time. But something happens to you. That's the worst. I don't ever want to go through that. But anyway, what I was thinking is that two things, that it's a lot easier for me to make you feel top priority in my life, because I don't have anybody else in my life. I don't have any children. I don't have, my parents are still self-sufficient. You know, I basically can do what I need to do, want to do, and if you ask me to do a paper for you or whatever, I can just go do it, because I don't have anything. I mean, I have my own shit that I should be doing, but, like, when I know you need something, I can just jump to the occasion, rise to the occasion. You don't have that same luxury. If I ask you to do something for me, I might have to wait a month because there's kids involved. That, and their needs have to be addressed, and that's almost a full-time job. There's Gigi, who's trying to date, and she needs a certain amount of attention. And there's Friday, who you live with, who you've got to coordinate certain things with, who at times has tried to block your pursuing of your happiness. And that interferes with us sometimes. And I say us, and not in us, the relationship, but us in what we have, the interest that we have in us, whatever you call it, whatever you call it. So getting to my point, in the beginning when we met, I told you my story, you told me your story, and I quickly concluded that you didn't know how special you were, and I felt like you didn't know that you were more deserving of what you were getting from Friday at that time. And I think you felt the same about me. And you made me feel like you knew I was more deserving. And you made me feel like if you could do anything and be there, you would be there. In other words, that you would be, even though you couldn't be there, like, the way, in the capacity, and in the frequency I could be there, that your intent, that you, I was the type of dude that you would want to be there for. Now, fast forward, life has changed, your life has become three times as more full as when I met you. When I met you, you were sneaking out to Jersey a couple times a week with the kids, sometimes without the kids, on Fridays. You know, you were doing your thing. To some extent, as a at the kid's sacrifice, but I rose to the occasion and said to myself, well, you know, drop the kids off. Let's get them your baby can read. Let's get them educational software. I'll sit down with them to offset what you were doing at a sacrifice to spend time with me. So I never felt, even though I wasn't top priority with you, but you were with me, I never felt like I wasn't top priority with you, because you never made me feel that way. Your intent, even if you couldn't be somewhere, I felt like you would be there if you could. So I always felt that love coming from BK. Fast forward to now. Now, I feel like I'm there better and greater than ever. You deserve it. I told you from the beginning, not from the very beginning, but I told you that I felt that one of my callings was to be dedicated to you. And maybe this is just, there's a reason, season, and lifetime. Maybe it's a reason, maybe it's a season, whatever it is. I feel like right now, and I feel proud that I am in the situation that I am in, and I'm able to help. It helps me to be able to help the situation, to be able to help you get through school, to be able to maybe help shorten your commute, to be able to feed you a lobster dinner and share that dinner with you, with your wit and your beauty. I feel honored. Fast forward, like, to now. To some extent, I feel like, although I've made you top priority and made you feel top priority, that maybe to some extent, with all the hecticness in your life, with how, you know, you went from a hectic life, adding on school, adding on a job, a commute to the city, this, that, and the other, it's got you a little like, I don't know. I don't know if I've spoiled you to the point where you don't think that I still need what I say I need. Like, if I'm out here working and I say I need a drink of water, if I ask you for a drink of water, I know you're a princess, but I don't expect you to tell me to go get my own water, because I'm out here working for you. I expect you to take a minute of your time, and maybe not right then, I don't give orders, but if I say I'm thirsty, I expect you to, you know, to like hook a nigga up with a cup of water, you know, because I'm trying to get you buckets of water. Like, it's not like it's tit for tat. I'm like, water would go a long way in helping me continue to work for you. You know, if I'm spending 2-3 hours on an assignment, if I ask you to take a minute out of your time to give me a cup of water, I don't really expect to hear, fetch your own water, nigga. Like, that don't even come in my mind like a possibility. That would be some Chucky shit that that will come out of Chucky's mouth. In which case, I shut down all service. Like, my shit shuts down when somebody that I'm giving to is showing a lack of appreciation. That's just a wrap for me. But we, me and you, we already talked about that. And you're the same way. Me and you are very similar. So what I'm saying, getting to the point, is that when you ask me not to change, I really tried not to change. Despite all of the things that have happened, the bombshells, the drama, the trauma, the hospitals, I still tried not to change. Now, you know, between me and you is, you know, are there some concerns that I have developed over time? Are there some things that maybe weren't a concern in the beginning that now, after, you know, we've established that, you know, I'm one of the smallest dicks that you ever had, and you usually, you know, date fly niggas, or things that would naturally make someone a little insecure, you know, does some of that come out at times? Yes, absolutely. Is that all my fault? No, because some of the things you told me, I might not have said to somebody, you know, that I care and love. But the beauty of you is that you're also blunt and that you're not a liar. So it's a good thing in the long run to know what a person feels as opposed to them lying to you, you know. But that truth can create some baby psychoses that may develop if, you know, you can't somebody tell somebody your dick is small and then be I'm going out with Marvin this weekend. Like, because you already told me his dick was big and you told me mine was small, and I'm wondering why you're not going to be with me this weekend. And even if it's an innocent thing going out with Marvin, you've already set up the thing where it's like, well, I'm going out with a bigger dick. What are we talking about? So there's some of this stuff that you were involved in that you got to, you know, take some ownership with. We'll cover that later. All I'm saying right now is that the only thing I care about with you and the thing that keeps me going is the feeling from you that I know you know and want the best for me, and you want to, if you could give me that, you would be there and you would do that. And sometimes you are there and you do that. That feeling coming from you to me makes me not care about the times that you're not there. It makes me say, well, when you can't make it out to Jersey, she wants to be out. She would want to be out here. So it's okay. I'll just wait. There'll be another weekend. But when I don't feel that, when it's like, well, nigga, I just saw you. I don't, I'm tired of Jersey. Then it makes me start feeling like, well, all this energy and what I'm doing, like, I'm principle centered. Like, if you can be tired of some shit, I can be tired of some shit. So why mess up a good thing, you know, unless you really feel like, you know, I'm not deserving of a cup of water every now and then to keep me going. So that's just what I'm saying. And if you didn't get the metaphor, I know you got the metaphor. I just wanted to do this verbally because I felt like, you know, texting, it wouldn't have come out the way it's coming out verbally, and it wouldn't be as funny. All right, baby, it's 3:00. I got to get my fucking ass in the house. I want to eat some cereal. Oh, and I want to fucking sleep. Alright? I love you. I love you so much. And it's not a relationship. See, the relationship is just a label. I love you at a relationship level. I just do. You may love me at a relationship level, but on an obligation level to a relationship, you can't do that right now and don't want to do that right now. So I got it right. You know, so I don't want you to confuse, like, your friends are probably not talking to you like this, but, like, you know, how I feel about you is not as simple as just you're my friend. But you already knew that. All right, baby? I don't know how big this is. Hope I can send it. Love you. Bye-bye.